Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota State Patrol officer charged in the fatal shooting of Ricky Cobb II makes his first court appearance today. Trooper Ryan Londrigan is facing unintentional second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and second-degree manslaughter charges. Investigators say Londrigan shot and killed 33-year-old Cobb during a July 31st traffic stop on I-94 in North Minneapolis. His attorney has filed motions to have the charges dismissed. County Attorney Mary Moriarty says Londrigan did not follow his training and shooting someone was not an appropriate or necessary use of deadly force in this situation. The Minnesota Nurses Association opposes plans to end labor and delivery services at hospitals in Fauston and New Prague. MNA President Chris Rubish of Duluth says this is a loss of more than skilled healthcare jobs.
More importantly, we're concerned about what this does for healthcare for rural Minnesotans. This is happening across the state. And, you know, as we see people needing to travel potentially hours in a Minnesota winter to get OB services, we're really asking for some pretty dangerous situations to occur.
Rubish says, quote, "It's unfortunate that the health systems are choosing the bottom line over the patients' lives." The Minnesota Department of Health is hosting a public hearing Tuesday evening on Essentia Health Fauston's closure of its labor and delivery services unit. 40-year-old Somnath Tao, a Rochester man, is facing felony drug and firearms charges in connection with a traffic stop Friday, where police spotted open beer cans, a 9mm bullet, and smelled marijuana in his car. This is MNN.